And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Waterman's Pens and Waterman's Inc. present Gangbusters. Waterman's Pens, every one a master writing instrument, and Waterman's Ink, the ink that goes up to three times as far as ordinary inks, are proud to bring you Gangbusters, presenting facts in the endless war of the police on the underworld, facts that show the operation of our law enforcement officials in their work of protecting our citizens. And so we introduce Louis J. Valentine, former commissioner of the largest police force in the world, who will interview by proxy A.L. Brody, coroner, Cook County, Illinois. Commissioner Valentine.
Coroner Brody, the crimes of the gunman, Alvin Krauss, and Edward Damiani are among the most shocking in recent years. Just reading their police records makes your blood run cold.
Yes, Commissioner Valentine. These two criminals introduced a new and terrifying modus operandi in their crimes.
We're anxious to hear the facts. Coroner Brody, suppose you begin.
Well, Commissioner Valentine, it was the hot, sultry afternoon of June 19th, 1943, in a small apartment in the city of Chicago. A man was bending over a table on which were a number of bottles and large jugs. He was a tall man, standing 6 feet 2 inches. The room was stifling hot, but the windows were tightly shut and the shades drawn. Suddenly, a knock sounded on the door. The man picked up a gun and moved quietly across the room. The knock was repeated.
Oh, come in, Damiani.
Quick, shut the door, Cross.
What's happening here?
We're in trouble. Here, look at this newspaper. That guy you shot in that hold-up kicked the bucket.
It is. It's true.
Yeah, there's the whole story. See? Walter Bush, real estate agent, killed by gunman.
Never mind that guy. I want to see if he got a description of that. Just says unidentified gunman.
Yeah, but this is murder, Cross.
They can't prove it by us, because they haven't got us. We're in the clear. 10 bank hold up so far, not a finger pointed our way.
Yeah, but the cops have that murder bullet. If they get your gun and match it up, it's a one-way ticket.
You're so clever, Damiani. You should have joined the cops.
Now, look, I'm serious, Cross.
Shut up. Don't you think I know about bullets and ballistics? Cops will never get that gun because we're not using guns anymore.
No?
Now, I'm changing our modus operandi. Fancy word there, huh?
Look, will you cry?
How do you suppose I've been experimenting with all these bottles and stuff on that table? We wasted enough time talking. Where is it? Did you get what I sent you for?
Oh, yeah. A newspaper story, then you forget. Here it is in the paper.
Let's see. That'll be the right thing.
I had a time getting one just the size you wanted, cuz. Had to go into three office buildings before I could swipe one off the wall.
Yeah. Did a good job, pal. Exactly what I want.
So why? What do you want a fire extinguisher for?
I said we're changing our modus operandi, didn't I?
Yeah, but you can't pull holdups with a fire extinguisher.
That's what you think. That's what the cops think. They're going to find out different. Something new, unexpected. And it'll kill better than any guns or bullets ever made.
Sometimes I think you're nuts, Grass. Only your schemes always work out.
Yeah, this thing works. Loaded with food, huh?
Yeah.
Now you point the nozzle and turn this little valve.
That's a fine thing to do, shoot that stuff all over me. Look at my suit. Where do you get off shooting that stuff?
Come in, Damiani. You're lucky you can still talk. When I get through with this extinguisher and a few little experiments, the next person I aim at, we'll never talk again. This is our new modus operandi. No bullets, no nothing. Just a little fire extinguisher.
Cross, this is North Pulaski Road.
That's right. Louie and Dave did a nice job of casing. We're taking the currency exchange 311 North Pulaski.
That'll make our 11th bank job.
Watch the driving, Louie. Drive the cop in that corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, boss. And you're really going to take it with that fire extinguisher, Cross?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Bertha here gets her first tryout.
Look, maybe it won't work, Cross. I still say we ought to use guns.
I'll make a bet with you, Damiani. 15 minutes after we pull this hold up, every cop in Chicago will know they're up against the most terrific thing in the underworld. We're ripping this town wide open. Okay, Louie, pull on.
Okay, Cross.
That bank looks empty. Just one dame inside.
He'll do. All we need is one guinea pig. You set for a quick getaway, Louis.
Yeah.
Come on, Damiani.
Okay.
You're gonna stay, little Bertha, in close action. Don't hurry, it should attract attention.
I'd feel nervous without a gun.
Hey, that's a looking necktie in that store window. You mind to get one like it someday?
What? Neckties at a time like these, you're nuts.
Now, pal, you're going to see something you never saw before. Morning.
Oh, good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yeah, it'll be a pleasure. In fact, it's a pleasure just talking to you. You look so neat and fresh, like a daisy.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe I should say a lily.
Just what is it you want, please?
Well, it's very simple. I merely want all the money you got in this bank.
What?
Easy does it, girlie. No screaming, no nothing. Just do as you're told. Better. Give me the dough.
No.
Now, look. I'm through playing. This is business.
No.
Look. The money or I'll kill you.
I'm not afraid of you.
That's because you don't know how I'll kill you. It won't be pretty. You see this contraption with a nozzle pointing right at you? You know what's inside? Poison gas.
Poison gas?
Yeah, that's right, sister. Something new, poison gas.
Well, you're fooling.
Just one whiff of this, baby, and your toes turn up.
I don't believe you.
Hand over that dough, kid. I'm warning you, it won't be pretty.
No.
She really thinks I'm kidding. Okay, sister. Here's where you find out.
Holy cats, it worked. Is she dead?
Let's make certain we'll give another one for luck.
Dough. We didn't get it.
I didn't come on this job for dough, you jerk. I came for headlines. Once the word gets out that it's poison gas we use, no bank clerk or teller will argue with us. Come on.
Yeah.
What do you think, a little Bertha, now? About a gadget? No fuss, no bother. That's a little Bertha.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay, Johnson, stay on that telephone. Officer Howard's at the hospital where they took that girl from the bank. Notify me the second there's any more word.
Right, Captain Rogers.
I'll be in the lineup room of the squad.
Yes.
Men, I don't have to tell you that the crime this afternoon is one of the most diabolical in the history of this city. It also presents the worst challenge any police force ever had to face. A gang so ruthless and cunning that they know how to manufacture and use poison gas.
Why, they've even outlawed the use of gas in war, Captain Rogers. Yet, here's a gang who uses it deliberately on an innocent, helpless victim.
The girl hasn't been conscious since she was found. The doctors say she hasn't a chance. The poison gas is eating her life away. It's like something fiendish out of the Middle Ages.
We've got to get the ones who did this, Captain.
Yes, man, we've got to get them, but it's not going to be easy. We haven't much to work on. But there's one fact that may be significant. A woman saw a man drive a car from the bank about the time the crime was committed. She couldn't see his face, but she said he was of an immense size. Now, Sergeant Murphy, you have another report?
Yeah, right here, Captain Rogers.
Now, this report's on the recent murder of that real estate man, Walter Bush. The report says that one of the killers was also of an immense size. We also feel this gang is responsible for other bank robberies, but that they've changed their method of operating. Before, there was no violence or shooting. But now it's murder and poison gas.
In the public address system, Captain.
Attention, urgent alarm. Bank robbery at 4755 Fulton Avenue just reported. Man has threatened bank clerks with poison gas before getting money.
Same gang.
Leader of gang said to be at least 6 feet 2 or 6 feet 3 inches in height.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Pearson, you handle that. Take two squads of men. Get out there in the double.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Murphy,
yes, sir.
Notify all squad cars to converge on that area. Have the dispatcher alert all precincts. Have the reserve stand by, ready to move.
Marshal attention, Captain Rogers. Officer Howard has phoned in the girl victim of first holdup today. Has just died of poison gas at the General Hospital. That is all.
All right, men, you know what this means. This gang will throw all caution to the winds from now on. They have a weapon that can be terrifying in its use, and it's evident that they intend to keep on using it. Every officer is on 24-hour duty until we get this gang.
Yes, Commissioner Valentine, and when the news of this innocent woman's death by poison gas became known, the public was shocked, horrified. But even as the police swung into action, the gang was planning new crimes.
We're very anxious to know the events that happen next, Coroner Brody. But before you go into them, here is a message from Waterman.
No matter what you buy, if you let quality and the reputation of the maker guide you, you can't go wrong. When you buy a fountain pen, for instance, look at it. Examine its workmanship. Write with it. It's a sure bet that America's newest pens, Waterman's Taperites, will catch your eye at once. They're sleek. They're trim, they're slim, they're beautiful. And when you write with a Waterman's Taperite pen, you'll see how smoothly and easily it glides over the paper. Because Waterman's points are hand-ground. Because ink feeds are finished to microscopic accuracy. In beauty, in style, in workmanship, and in writing ease, Waterman's pens are far out in front. A new era product of America's first pen maker. If you prefer the more conventional style, just pick up one of Waterman's standard point pens. Notice how these pens are also styled to the minute. So sleek, so slim, so trim. They are beautiful. You are the judge. You are the jury. By every standard of comparison, you'll agree that Waterman's is top among America's finest pens. That's why it is to your own interest to keep going to your dealers until you see these great new pens. Yes, you'll get the best if you look for the name Waterman. Now, back to Gangbusters and Commissioner Valentine.
Coroner Brody, after this gang had killed an innocent man during a holdup and murdered a woman bank clerk by poison gas, what happened next?
Well, Commissioner Valentine, the next event shows the utter brazenness of this gang. It took place just 10 days after their second murder, on the 16th of July, in a bank on Montrose Avenue.
Okay, everybody, stop work. Our business comes first.
You at the typewriter, didn't you? The boss said, get up from that desk.
Now, folks, I'll just show you one thing so you'll know what you're up against. This extinguisher.
The poison gas, Brad. Shut up!
That's better. I'm sure none of you people want a little anesthetic. So just hand over the money and continue to breathe, right?
Hold on. That dame shut the glass door to the money case.
She did it.
I'll get it for us. Open this door. Open it up!
Just a minute, pal. I'll handle this. I got a remedy for any situation. You.
Yeah, boss.
It's your department. Go to work.
Okay, boss.
The monkey's next case since you're safe. Smash it in. Now, the best thing you can do is hand over the money to my boys and hand it quick.
Yes, sir.
I'm allotting just 3 minutes for this job. We've got another stop to make, and we don't want to keep anybody waiting. Snap it up there. Hand over that dough.
Attention, citywide alarm. Poison gas bandits who robbed Montrose Bank have just pulled second holdup within the hour. Raid at currency exchange on South California Avenue. Escaped in dark sedan. Watch for this car.
You sent for me, Captain Rogers?
Oh, yes, Sergeant. Sit down a minute.
Yes, sir.
Murphy, in all my years in the police force, this gang is the toughest yet.
I've never seen anything like it, Captain. We've got thousands of officers and plainclothesmen in the streets. And the gang operates in broad daylight, yet they've slipped through our fingers every time. But their luck's bound to run out. It's got to.
Yet there isn't a minute of the day or night they may not kill more people. That's what's driving me crazy.
Look, Captain, you haven't had any sleep in 2 days. You really ought to try and get some rest.
Knowing those killers are loose with poison gas? Yes.
Captain, Lieutenant Preston has the witnesses in the lineup room. Is ready to bring in more suspects.
Okay, I'll be right in.
Well, come on, Murphy. Maybe we'll get a break this time.
I hope so. This will be the 10th batch of suspects we've had them look over.
Well, we'll see. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
How do you do, Captain Rogers?
I want to thank you people for cooperating so fully with us. Let's see if we have any luck this time. All right, Lieutenant, turn out the lights and march the suspects out on the stage.
I'll get the lights. Okay, bring them in.
Now, I want you people to look at each one of these men very carefully. You can see them, but they can't recognize you because of the lights. Do you see any of the poison gas killers? If you do, point them out. Well?
No, Captain, I don't.
No, I don't either.
Well, make certain.
It's no use, Captain. I don't see anyone there that I recognize.
Mm-hmm. Let me see him. Okay, Lieutenant, take the suspects out.
All right, get moving. Go on.
And Sergeant, put the lights back on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem possible that we can't get a line on even one of the killers.
Yeah, we've had these witnesses look at practically every six-footer in Chicago.
Captain Rogers, here are the pictures you wanted.
Oh, yes, Johnson, thank you. Now, if you witnesses will wait a moment more, I've had a detective checking court records on parole violators and bail jumpers as possible suspects. And like all of you who look at these photographs.
Now, all these men are big men, over 6 feet tall.
Yes, Captain.
I hope we recognize one.
Now, study the pictures carefully.
This one?
No.
How about this?
No.
This one?
No.
Another?
This man.
That's him.
Alvin Krauss.
Krauss jumped a $25,000 bond in a robbery indictment last January.
He's the one who held a container of poison gas.
Are you certain?
I'm positive.
I certainly am.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great, Captain. Alvin Krauss, 6 feet, 2 inches.
All right, Murphy, come to my office. Johnson, have the entire undercover squad stand by. We're starting the greatest manhunt.
Hey, Krauss,
what's the idea of banging in here like that, dummy? Look what you made me do. Spill his glass of liquor.
I'm sorry, Krauss, but look what the afternoon paper's gotten.
Huh? More headlines about me?
The police said he got a definite lead on a poison gas.
The police got a lot of baloney. Those guys got to say something because they're on the hot spot. Did you see what one newspaper said about me this morning? I mean them. Makes me laugh. Cops running their legs off all over town, and I see you nice and peaceful, nothing to worry about.
It's not so loud, Krauss. These walls ain't too thick. Someone might hear.
Why do I care who hears? I got the city right in the palm of my hand. Me, one guy, the whole city's scared sick.
Yeah, sure. Take it easy, will you?
I'm a one-man army. That's what I am. When Hitler conquered those countries, he rode around this car and they all saluted. Sieg Heil. That's what we're going to do, Damiani. This is my city, and you're going to drive me around while I look it over.
No, Krauss, don't do nothing like that. Look, kid, you've had too much to drink, see?
Who said I'm not?
You are, Krauss. Act like you're nuts. Sometimes I think you are nuts.
What? You big circle. Let's smash up again.
No, Krauss, don't, will you?
Now, don't argue with me. Get the car out. I'll show you if I'm nuts or not. You do what I say. We're going. See, Damiani, and I thought I was drunk, so I was nuts. Got nothing to be afraid of. Must have driven past 100 cops, not one of them gives us a stumble.
Yeah, all I say is I don't like this.
Go ask your opinion. Give me a cigarette.
Okay. Oh, they must be in my other pocket. Yeah, here they are.
Hey, wait a minute. What else you got down in pocket?
Well, nothing.
Huh? Let me see.
No. Let me explain, Krauss. You see...
A gun. Didn't I say we weren't using any more guns?
Yeah. But you see, I
was trying to sing on you.
No, Krauss, you can't do that. I'm your pal. You and me, we're
pals. Just sniveling. But I'm dumping this gun like I did the others. I'm not having any guns that can be traced. Hey, wait a minute. Pull on.
Okay. What is it? What's it like?
Necktie.
A what?
It's a necktie. The kind I like. The store back there. I'm going back and get it.
I brought you, kid.
Shut up, you.
Hey, why don't you look where you're going?
Shut up, or I'll cremate you. Hey, you got a sign in the store I like. Let's see your sign.
Yes, sir. Here they are, right on these racks.
You have a large assortment.
Never mind that. I'm just looking for one. This is the baby.
Yes, sir. I'll put it in the bag. There you are.
Thank you very much, sir.
Just a moment. You haven't paid for the tie. It's $1.50.
Who said I'm going to pay for it? This is mine.
Just a minute.
Get away from me. I'll throw you through the plate glass.
That's an idea.
Well,
come on.
Hey, well, let's go.
Oh, shut up, bro. Oh, that's right. I forgot I had this gun in my pocket.
Please.
I'm a one-man army, Jack. You didn't know that, huh? Everybody in this town does what I say. Come on out in the street.
Oh, sorry. Come on. You can have this pie. Let me alone.
Come on. Come on. Now, first thing, I don't like the way you got two windows fixed. I'll fix them different. Now let's start across the street. Now watch me make those people scatter. Look at them run. I'm a one-man army. I run this town. Steve Hart, one-man army. Go on, run.
Hello? Hello, hello? Police?
Yes?
There's a crazy guy in the street outside my store shooting up the place.
Whereabouts?
Winthrop and Bryn Mawr Avenue. I can see him from where I'm calling. He's a big guy, like a gorilla. He's... Oh, good gosh.
What's the matter?
A soldier, a Marine just ran up and is trying to get the gun away from him. A girl's trying to help him. They can't fight him. He's too big. Good Lord, the gunman's knocked him down. Get here fast. Get here fast.
Winthrop and Bryn Mawr shooting at streets. Marine and girl trying to stop him. Gunman is said to be of giant size. Get there fast.
Step on him, Mugget. I've just a couple of blocks from here. Turn left the next corner.
You hear that description? A big guy. Poison gas gang.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Step on him. There they are, rolling in the street.
Yeah, I see them.
All right, come on.
Grab him. Yeah, I got him. There they go. Your comrades won't get me.
He's getting away, Captain.
Come back here. Oh, you rotten cops. I'll kill you both, my bare hand. I'll kill you both.
Try and get the cuffs on you. Strong as an ox.
Yeah, I'm trying.
No, you don't.
Hurry
it up.
No, look out. He's got his arm free.
Blast your face open.
I got it again.
My arm, you're
working.
Look out, my arm.
Good work.
Now grab each other, Amber, and run into the police car.
Come on.
Fire it. Fire
it.
I saw you.
Now,
Misty won't take a good look at you.
Yes, like we thought, Captain. It's Kraus.
Alvin Kraus, the poison gas bin.
You guys are nuts. You're all wet.
That's enough out of you, Kraus. Been waiting a long time to get you. You've got a one-way ticket coming. And we're going to say that you got it.
Yes, Commissioner Valentine. The law had caught up with Alvin Kraus, and he was headed for a one-way ticket to the electric chair.
What about Damiani and the Marine and young girl who tried to overpower Kraus?
Well, Commissioner, that Marine and young girl took their lives in their hands when they went after Kraus. The Marine was shot in the left leg during the fight for the gun, but he continued to hang on to Kraus until the police arrived.
That Marine and the girl deserve great credit for their exceptional bravery.
They certainly do. But unfortunately, their poison gas gang wasn't at an end. Damiani got away, and in the months that followed, began an even greater reign of terror.
And that's next week's case, isn't it, Coroner Brody?
Yes, it is, Commissioner.
Thank you for bringing us these inside facts. In just a moment, we'll broadcast our nationwide clues to persons most wanted by the police. But first, a word from Waterman.
Everybody knows the old gag, how high is up and how long is a piece of string. Let me ask you another. How big is a bottle of ink? Well, I'll answer it. It depends on the kind of ink. A bottle of Waterman's blue-black ink may be the same size as other inks, but Waterman's blue-black ink writes up to 3 times as much with each pen filling as other nationally advertised ink, as proved by tests conducted by a nationally known independent laboratory. In fact, by actual count, it adds up to 6,500 extra words right from your present fountain pen. Why? Because Waterman's blue-black ink is all ink. Nothing added, no dilution, no harmful solvents. Here's another result of the Waterman's all-ink formula. It runs free and true. You write letters that are sharper and clearer. And even that's not all. Waterman's writing lasts longer. Actually seems to be almost impervious to time, to fading, even water. Now add these qualities to the extra word mileage of Waterman's blue-black ink and to the fact that this world favorite costs only 10 cents and, well, honest now, would you want to buy any other? You can choose among 7 other colors, too, all in the handy tip-fill bottle and all only 10 cents. So next time you buy ink, buy the ink that's all ink, the best. Just look for the name Waterman. Now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, broadcast as a public service to assist American police in their war against the underworld.
Warning, citizens of New York, watch for a dangerous killer hunted by police in connection with murder of 2 shopkeepers and attempted murder of a 3rd. This man, apparently a maniac, usually operates at hours when retail stores are not crowded, holding up victims at gunpoint, robbing, then shooting them. Listen carefully to description of this killer.
About 45 years old, 5 feet, 9 inches, 160 pounds, slim, dark brown hair, glassy eyes, long, pointed nose, soft voice. May be wearing dark felt hat and dark gray or brown overcoat. Warning, use all possible caution. This man is dangerous.
Wanted for questioning, murder, Michigan City, Indiana, Hollander Bill Rogers.
Negro, 24, 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, slender build, black hair, light brown skin, small mustache, walks slightly hunched. Hollander Bill Rogers, wanted for questioning, murder.
Wanted, connection, bank robbery, Seattle, Washington.
Georgetown, D-A-U-M, 45, 5 feet 6 inches, 145 pounds, dark hair, very dark blue or brown eyes, unusually heavy dark eyebrows, cut scar back of head, nervous twitch right side of face.
At large, dangerous bank robber.
Alan Butler Woolworth, 42, 5 feet 10 inches, 158 pounds. Dark brown hair turning gray, blue eyes, medium build, small cut scar corner of mouth, cut scar V-shaped right foot. Be on alert for Alan Butler Woolworth, fugitive dangerous bank robber.
These are the clues on the most urgently sought persons in the United States tonight, January 26, 1946. If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Now, here's Commissioner Valentine.
Next week, Gangbusters dramatizes new facts on the poison gas gang who continued to terrorize citizens of Chicago until alert police found a snapshot on a closet shelf. A snapshot which led to one of the strangest searches ever recorded.
Listen next week, same time, same station, to this authentic case on Gangbusters. And anytime, anywhere, when you were buying a fountain pen or when you were buying ink, always look for the name Waterman. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.